CliffCentral.com. Well, since we are talking about sleep, it is quite a big concern, right? According to statistics in the likes of America, 1/3 of people aren't getting enough sleep. And so we're now seeing trends with the likes of Silicon Valley actually spending more money and effort into creating products and apps and more innovation to ensure that we get better sleep. I, for one, am dying over this because I'm here for this body. So here are some...
You need more sleep?
Oh no, I just love sleep. If I could list that, honestly, like as an official hobby, I would.
I love it. I would love to.
Sleep.
There is nothing better than being able to just sleep when you're tired.
Oh man.
Isn't that the greatest?
Yes.
That's nature. It's telling you, you need to sleep now.
Yes.
You should be able to sleep wherever you want, whenever you want. It'll make you more productive. I'm telling you. Because then you'll be awake when you need to be awake, and you'll be asleep when you need to be asleep. And in between, you will get everything done.
And although we never, most of us never get to enjoy this luxury, there's nothing better than waking up naturally from a sleep.
That's
instead
it.
Of some horrible alarm clock. just waking up naturally.
Right.
In your own time, when your body says, I'm ready. Oh, that's the best.
I could cry right
stupid
now.
Stupid alarm clock just like so rudely interrupts you every morning.
So that's the first thing that I do on a weekend.
What's the latest you've ever slept? Like, let's say you got to sleep. What's the longest period? Not the latest. What's the longest number of hours you've ever just lain in bed and slept?
Ooh.
I've done 12 hours.
You've done 12.
Yeah,
I don't think I've done longer than 12, but I've certainly hit the 12-hour mark. And that wasn't because I had been drinking heavily the night before or anything like that. It was just my body telling me, listen, I need some time to recuperate. And I just slept. And 12 hours later, I woke up and I was refreshed.
I reckon there's some people listening to us right now who are going, God, I got like 2 or 3 hours. I need more.
Mm.
You know that feeling.
You think about it now. You know, if you sleep at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
For me, I can easily sleep right through to like 10 a.m. Does that seem like a lot? I really can.
I think that's healthy. Look, clearly, you know, there are people who are depressed and they sleep for a very long time, but it's because they're depressed.
Yeah.
They don't want to get out of bed necessarily. That's different. And I think there's probably an upper limit to how much you should be sleeping. I've never reached it.
Yeah, I have. Yes.
I'd like to know what that feels like.
What have you? What's the most you've ever slept?
I don't know. It's maybe about 10 to 12 hours.
Mm.
But I find my back actually gets sore if I lie down for that long.
Yeah, I have incidents where,
that's blasphemous. Stop that right now.
I know, but it's not normal.
Do you ever wake up after a long sleep and you're tired from sleeping? I love those where I have to go back to sleep.
Wow, Sia, I think you may have a problem.
My mom thinks it's like the worst thing in the world, but I wake up and I'm yawning from like, oh, I actually feel tired, and then I have to go back to sleep. Oh, yeah, I could do that all day or day.
Right. Sleep from being tired of sleeping.
Yeah.
It's like that saying of you need a holiday after a holiday, from your holiday.
Okay, I got you.
This sounds rational to me. Absolutely.
Okay, so what have they discovered?
There is now some technology to help you sleep better and to notice this more. There is a Sleep Number 360 smart bed, which just casually runs from about $3,400 to $4,900 US.
What?
Now, this bed makes adjustments and can record patterns based on how restless people are while they're sleeping. So imagine now your bed being able to, you know, sync in with your doctor and it updates you like, okay, well.
I love this. Rich people are going to have even better lives and even better sleep, and the poor are going to carry on suffering.
Oh, man.
But how is me being monitored actually helping me to sleep better?
Well, this can curb it. So that's why a practical example is if this is a medical issue, your doctor's alerted sooner. On a slightly smaller budget for $299 US is the Zeke pillow. And this actually monitors snoring. And if you are snoring, this is for every single partner who suffers with a snorer.
Yeah.
The pillow will gently nudge and vibrate you until you like turn and sleep in a different position.
It should zap you like a current running through, like gently nudge you. No, it should zap them.
Here is Dory's cat snoring. Listen to this. This is a cat. All right? Supposedly this is... I didn't even know that cats could snore, did you?
I mean, the purring, yes, but snoring?
Right, listen. This is a cat. That's a cat snoring. That's Dory's cat. So here's my dog snoring. You can compare them and you can figure out which one you think is worse. This is what I have to put up with.
Every night?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Listen to this. That's nothing. Wait.
Wow.
That's the dog. All right? That sounds like a human.
Yes, it does. It really does.
That's my dog snoring.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so sweet. Yeah. You're
it's
welcome.
Sweet and endearing now.
Yeah, you can
every
have it.
Every evening, no. So, yes, there is now an app called Beddit, BEDDIT as well. This app includes a $150 sensor, which begins tracking when a person lies down, and it analyzes data such as the portion of time someone is in bed asleep before waking up. It also monitors your heart rate, your temperature, movement, and your snoring as well. But here's, for me, the creme de la creme of everything else.
Yeah.
A $99 alarm clock. Now,
what?
This has get to wake you up. It has scent options that include the likes of strong espresso.
So it wakes you up with a certain smell.
Yes.
That sounds like an amazing alarm clock.
You can choose your favorite smell.
Wow.
And that is how you'll get woken up. Not this harsh, some horrible marching band as your little alarm clock tone. Oh, yeah.
The smell of espresso.
Imagine.
That'll wake you up with a smile.
Oh, yeah. So many other different things. You know, the likes of Amazon's Alexa is now having innovations with the likes of playing around with colors and brightness of your lights in your home. So you can program that to say, okay, at 9 p.m., start dimming the lights. At 10 p.m., lights out for everything. At 5 a.m., wake me up with a light blue light. Oh, this is all just fantastic. And also the likes of now including on the note of smell is, you know, choosing options like fresh linen, the smell of fresh linen in your bedroom. Like, now this...
Well, how about just having fresh linen because you wash it? Is that too much to ask? You need an alarm clock to do that for you? Unbelievable.
Oh, Silicon Valley, I am here. I am here with all of this innovation. This is amazing.
Okay. I like this. This sounds like a good alarm clock. It's got smell options. Does it have sound and smell and light?
So you can alter it. You can really choose what works best for you.
Really is everything.
Yeah. So, yes. You know, the likes of that alarm clock, if you let it go for 3 minutes without shutting it off or hitting snooze, it will then start making a noise. So, you know, like at first you ease into your day with the smells, but then, hey, like, screw it, you need to wake up type of thing.
All right, I want one of those.
Interesting.
Sounds expensive, though.
$99.
That's a fair amount.
What is that?
It's over $1,000.
Never mind.
but yeah, $1,400. $1,400, $1,500.
But it's an investment, guy.
Yeah. I like it. The smell of espresso. You're telling me that wouldn't work for some people as the best thing to smell first thing in the morning. Here is Vincent. He says, I am so effing tired. I need to sleep more. I wake up many times at night and oversleep in the morning. This bullshit's going to kill me. Drinking a lot doesn't help. Vincent.
It's rough, Vincent.
Then, and it's like a tried and failed thing. Yeah, I've tried it drinking all the time.
Mariska says, what megalomaniac would relinquish power? Mugabe is staying alive so he can continue controlling people.
He's staying alive.
Yeah, he's doing it on purpose. Okay. It's according to Mariska.
Jeez, I want his secret in that case.
Rusty says, I slept 26 hours once.
Oh.
That's
past a day.
26 hours. Yeah, it's a full day plus 2 hours.
It's a full day. Yo.
He says he was coming down from some terrible drugs.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That'll do that to you. CliffCentral.com